The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Hi, this is Jerry from Remnant. Let's be honest, this life can be hectic, draining, and downright confusing. My hope is that by listening to this message, your life can be impacted by God's great love for you, and His love will give you wisdom, courage, and strength. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to a message from Pastor Jerry Godsey.
Good morning. Welcome to week 13 of our study. Sorry, my voice still isn't back to where it ought to be. I've had a rough time, but I think I'm on the uphill side now. So let's open up with a word of prayer, and we'll get into today's lesson. God, thank you for today. I pray that you will open our hearts to hear from you, God. Lord, about the resurrection of our body, God, thank you for your grace, your mercy. God, I pray that you'll open our hearts this morning. Thanks. We ask it in your name. Amen. All right, so today's message is lesson 13, I believe in the resurrection of the body. Let's begin by reading the creed, as we do. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended from the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. So we're actually down to the last two parts of the creed. The resurrection of the body is today, the life everlasting. Amen. Next week. And then a third week I'm tacking on living out the creed, how to live the creed every day. So let me begin by asking you a question. When you hear the word heaven, what comes to mind? You know, for a lot of people, it's clouds and harps, little fat, naked babies flying around, people floating around like ghosts, maybe people wearing white robes and singing all day long. And if that's your idea of eternity, I have to be honest, it doesn't sound very exciting. In fact, I once heard a little boy say, I don't know if I want to go to heaven. It sounds kind of boring. It's got a point. If all we're going to be doing is standing around and singing, I'm not sure. I mean, it's better than the alternative. I'll go. I understood what the kid meant. Many of us have been given a picture of eternity that isn't actually biblical. Apostles' Creed reminds us of something we often overlook. It says, I believe in the resurrection of the body. Notice it doesn't simply say that my soul goes to heaven. It says, I believe in the resurrection of the body. God's plan isn't to make us into ghosts or fat little naked babies. God's plan is resurrection. And that changes everything for us. See, first of all, you need to know, death was never God's original plan. When God created Adam and Eve, there was no death. There were no cemeteries, no funerals, no hospitals, no cancers, no Alzheimer's, not wheelchairs, no goodbyes. Death entered the world because of sin. Romans 5:12 says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, and everyone sinned. Death is the enemy. Death is not your friend. It's not a natural part of God's creation. It's an enemy. That's why we grieve. That's why funerals hurt. That's why people have what's called a grief response, where they can't really figure out how to handle death, because we were never supposed to handle it. Mentally, our brain isn't wired to handle death. By the way, if you hear snoring in the background, it's Winston. We instinctively know that this isn't how it was supposed to be. You ever notice that no matter how old someone is, when they die, we still say, that doesn't seem right. Whether they're 20 or 98, death always feels wrong. I've told people I'm at that weird stage in my life. I'm still too young for, well, he lived a good life. And I'm too old for, well, he left too soon. Eternity was written into our hearts. Look, at death, it's okay to grieve. Jesus grieved. Death hurts because love is real. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of this today. But Jesus defeated death. The resurrection of Jesus wasn't just about him, it was about us. 1 Corinthians 15:20, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. He was the first of a great harvest. Jesus' resurrection guarantees ours. When the first flowers bloom in the spring, there you know more are coming. I love driving through the mountains to San Diego and seeing all the wildflowers start coming up, because you know that eventually those hillsides are going to be covered. They're beautiful. The first flower is the promise. Jesus is the first of a great harvest. His resurrection guarantees ours. Like always, a well-oiled machine. The empty tomb is God's promise that the cemetery is not the end of our story. That's important, so important for us to know. The empty tomb is just another spot on the length of life. We will receive glorified bodies. One of the most exciting truths in the Bible is that God isn't just saving our souls, he's redeeming all of us. Look at Philippians 3, 20 through 21. But we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. He will take our weak mortal bodies. Boy, and this weekend, that means a lot to me. Our weak mortal bodies, and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control. Think about that. No more sickness. No more pain. No more weakness. No more aging. No more disease. No more death. If you're over 50, can you give me an amen? Every morning after 50 comes a new adventure. You wake up hurting in places you didn't even know you had. I remember as a kid hearing adults say, I think I slept wrong last night. I remember thinking about how stupid that was. What do you mean you slept wrong? How do you sleep wrong? You know what? You can sleep wrong. I don't know when all this started happening. You know, my knees started speaking a language that only people over 60 understand. But one day, no more aching backs, no more sore knees, no more hearing aids, no more glasses. Can you imagine? God isn't patching up our old bodies. He's giving us glorified bodies. I'm ready. Because when I've got's held together with baling wire and tape, the best version of you isn't behind you, it's ahead of you. Number 4, heaven is more real than we can imagine. Maybe many people think that heaven is some distant spiritual existence, but the Bible paints a bigger, more rich picture. Look at Revelation 21, verses 1 through 4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." Wow. John describes a new heaven, a new earth, God dwelling with his people. Our future is not escaping creation. It's living in God's renewed creation. We have no idea what it's going to look like, but it's going to be beautiful. Think about restoring a classic car. You don't throw it away, you restore it. God isn't throwing away his creation, he's just redeeming it, including us. The future for believers is not less life. It's more life than we've ever experienced. And that's powerful. I love this. Death is not the end. John 11:25, Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying." See, for Christians, death is not the end. It's a doorway. A missionary once described death like moving from one room to another in your father's house. You haven't ceased to exist. You've simply gone where Christ has already gone before you. I know at these holidays, some of you may have empty chairs at your table. People you miss terribly. Parents, spouses, children, friends. The resurrection doesn't erase the pain, but it transforms the pain with hope. Because in Christ, goodbye is never the final word. Amen? I'm going to read that to you again. The resurrection doesn't erase the pain we feel, but it transforms the pain with hope, because with Christ, goodbye is never the final word. And also the resurrection changes how we live today. Knowing our future changes how we live in the present. 1 Corinthians 15:58. "So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless." And notice what Paul is doing here. After spending an entire chapter talking about the resurrection, he says, "So keep serving, keep loving, keep giving, keep trusting, because nothing done for Christ is ever wasted." If you could invest your money knowing with absolute certainty it would multiply 1,000 times, you'd invest confidently. The resurrection gives that kind of confidence. Nothing done for Jesus is ever lost. So how does it change our lives? We live today with eternity in mind. So important. Let's bring it all together. I believe in the resurrection of the body. This means the death is defeated. Jesus' resurrection guarantees ours. We will receive glorified bodies. Heaven is real. Our future is secure. Years ago, a little girl was watching a butterfly struggle to emerge from its cocoon. She became worried because it looked so difficult. Her father explained, "That struggle is what gives the butterfly strength to fly." A few minutes later, the butterfly emerged. It soon lifted in the air. The cocoon was empty, not because life had ended, but because something more beautiful had begun. we struggle with death. But death is that getting ready to emerge out of the cocoon. All the sorrow, all the pain, all the stuff we've gone through in our life. When we die, we get resurrected on the other side, more beautiful, more powerful, more amazing than we ever thought possible. One day, every cemetery where a believer rests, every grave, every tombstone, will become a testimony of the power of God. Think of that. Because Jesus didn't simply supply life after death. He promised resurrection. All those graves popping open. People on their way to heaven for glorified bodies. Don't live like this world is all there is, because you know it's not. Don't put all your hope in a body that's growing older every day. Instead, fix your eyes on Christ, because the best is not behind you. Listen to me. The best is not behind you. The best is still to come. And one day, by the power of God, these mortal bodies will be raised in glory. As the old song says, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Wow. Let's do some discussion questions now. Why is the resurrection of the body an essential Christian doctrine? And believe me, we may not think much about this, but this is very vital to our faith. It's a key part. How does Jesus' resurrection guarantee ours? I had one. How does the promise of a glorified body encourage you in your current struggles? I'll have my voice back. I won't have bum knees and a bad back. And I'm ready for that. In what ways should the hope of resurrection change how we live today? How would you explain the difference between going to heaven and the resurrection of the body to someone who's never heard this doctrine? Well, that's a big one. That's one we need to grasp too. Difference between going to heaven and the resurrection of the body. Next week, and the life everlasting, amen. Yeah, close everything off with an amen. I'm excited about putting all this to practice. I pray that over the weeks that you've been able to grow and maybe go back. You know, print out your copy of the creed that's there, and go back and see what God has. Because it just kept building and building and building. My thoughts. I hope you feel the same way. Now we're winding it down. And we're winding it down with the winding down of everything. I love the idea of the life everlasting. We're going to talk about some really cool stuff next week. All right? I love you guys. Keep praying for me. I'm going to be there Sunday, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. All right? Love you guys.
You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us online at remnantchurchiv.com. You built a mighty fortress till